Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Our guest in the studio I've known since he was just a wee little boy.
A wee lad.
Dylan Nelson joins us in the studio. If I got here in 2002, how old were you in 2002?
Pop quiz, 11 maybe? Okay. I don't know.
So you weren't little.
I don't know. I feel like I was younger than that when you.
I think so too. Anyway, it's kind of crazy though when we get to interview somebody who, like, you know, was just a kid running around the office and playing and brought toys up here to, and oh, now yeah. All of a sudden he's
getting in trouble.
I mean, yeah, you did that, but we won't talk about that. anyway, Dylan has gone on and he's married now and just it's crazy, you know, as people progress in life to see all that stuff. And then I heard that you're trying to help out the Alzheimer's Association, so I wanted to get you in and talk to you publicly about what's going on and why the Alzheimer's Association, this event, is such an important thing for you.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to, me and my wife wanted me to have something good to do with my time because I've had a lot of it lately, and I thought, why not help those around me? So I reached in my heart, and I just did a lot of thinking about what's important to me. And that is the Alzheimer's Association. It's the same organization that has the walk in late October. Yep. You know, I've had family. We've all know someone who we've lost to Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most heartbreaking things to see somebody crumble in front of you. Yep. So what we are working towards is to have the first survivor of Alzheimer's. And with the support of the community, the association can do it, can make that happen.
We're going through the battle with my grandmother right now. She's 95, but we talked to her on the phone a week or so ago, and you can just tell it's not. I'm so used to that Brandon, leave me alone, Michael, Brandon, all that stuff, and I don't get that. You know, you get the shaky voice, yeah. And it's weird when you're going through it because it's kind of heartbreaking and it's sad, but you know they're in there somewhere, and yeah. You're trying to figure that out. So, how are you guys going to help to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association?
All right, so what we are doing is we're doing a concert this Thursday, June 21st, Jonesboro's longest concert. We're going to have 8.5 hours of local music all day long. Now, that concert, that's free. I want you to be there to support just your local musicians and to really enrich your life. Yeah. But while you are there, we're going to take donations. We're taking donations in cash, check. We're also going to help you donate with your credit or debit card through your own secure mobile device. That way we don't come into any contact with any of your account information. That's completely cool. You 100% secure.
So you talk about all these different local bands. If you're going to fill 8.5 hours or 8 hours with music, I mean, who all is going to be playing to eat up that time?
Well, it's funny you say that because originally it was going to be a 16-hour long concert.
Holy God.
I cut that down. I actually had 16 hours of scheduled artists, but we cut it down. So now what we're doing, I'll be opening us up at 11 o'clock playing some folk music. We're going to have James Carville out there, Black Picasso, local hip-hop artist, as well as Derek Jordan and Lathe, two great rock acts. Morgan close it out with Striding the Blast, real classic jam band style. So yep. If you can think like Grateful Dead style music, we're really going to light up the night with them. It should be beautiful. By the time we leave, the sun will still be up because Sweet. It is the summer solstice.
There you go. The longest day. So it's going to be happening at the Jonesboro Public Library this coming Thursday. And what time is it going to kick off?
I'm kicking off at 11 a.m.
All right. And how much money are you hoping to raise? Fingers crossed.
I'm hoping to raise $3,000 right now ahead of the concert. We are accepting donations. You can find that link at facebook.com/Jonesboro Longest Concert. Again, that's /Jonesboro Longest Concert. So far, we've raised $576 out of that $3,000. I'd Sweet. Like to see us raise another $300 before the concert.
All right, Dylan Nelson joins us in the studio this morning. Again, the longest concert for Alzheimer's is taking place on Thursday at the Jonesboro Public Library.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Country Music News.
K-Fine.
Country Music News.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, Blake Shelton, I would say, didn't just have a birthday. He had a birthday weekend. Because if you look at it, it was Father's Day. He got to spend some time with his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, and her three kids. I got to grill. I got to have a couple of drinks. Got to hang out by the pool. And then on Monday, He got his big birthday gift. He got a massive new pole. A pole from his girlfriend.
Yeah.
A flagpole. Flagpole, yeah.
Yeah.
So he has a big flagpole now in his yard, and, you know, I think it's a pretty cool gift. It's pristine and clean.
I would have never predicted that he would get that as a gift. But anyway, that's kind of neat. Hey, check this out. David Lee Murphy had a number one song 23 years ago, and it went like this.
There might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside.
That's 23 years ago, that was number one. Here we sit, 23 years later, and David Lee Murphy has another number one song. How cool is that?
Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right.
We all need to think like this.
Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna be.
David Lee Murphy, another number one 23 years later. There's a cool angle on this story. He actually sent that song to Kenny Chesney and said, "Hey, Kenny, you should cut this song," because he's been writing music the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And Kenny said, "You know what, David? You should cut that song, and I'll join you on it."
Dang, that's awesome.
So basically, Kenny has allowed him to, I mean, he wrote the song, but Kenny could have taken it. But now we have another number one for David Lee Murphy.
So rumors are out that Big and Rich is going to have their own reality TV show. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they have become really good friends with Mark Wahlberg, and he's like going to be the executive producer. He thinks that they're really funny and that the show could be really, really good.
So we'll be watching for
that. This fall.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'll be live on location later on today, 11 until 1, cell phone station.
Sweet.
Right there near Fuji Steakhouse. Come by. They have all kinds of great gifts. So they do phone repairs. So if you're somebody who's walking around with a cracked phone, come on. Come see us. Cell phone station later on today, 11 until 1. We'll have the First Community Bank Polar Roller out there with free Turner Dairy ice cream as well.
Sweet.
So, double B on location.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's been a minute.
Here, let me hit your horn.
That sounds like a double B horn.
Please don't hit my horn. David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, there is a lot on TV tonight. First of all, you have America's Got Talent, the auditions at 7 o'clock on NBC.
Okay.
On the Fox TV network, you have Beat Shazam. That's on at 7 o'clock.
You know, that's one of my favorite shows to watch.
I love that show.
I love the contestants on there. They're my favorite contestants of all time.
And one show, I want to know if y'all watch this. It's the 100th episode of Chrisley Knows Best. It's on at 9 on the USA Network.
I've never seen an episode.
But I think that show looks like it's funny, though.
I think that's one of the worst, absolute worst shows I've ever seen on television.
You've watched it?
Rachel likes it because they're so goofy and dumb, and the dad has like too much Botox.
Yeah.
It's over the top. But those people are so dumb. I can't watch it. Can't do it.
It's a great endorsement you gave him there, David.
I'm just asking if y'all actually watch it.
Some people like to watch that, though.
Yeah, but some people like shows that aren't smart.
Well, that's exactly what it is. If you want to lose brain cells, Chrisley Knows Best tonight, USA Network. And that's all I got.
Dude, wow. I hope he never hears this.
Right.
He's never going to listen.
I'm gonna
How do you
him.
Know? What if somebody's like, "Hey, I'm a big fan." They tweet it. And
well, I think he has so much Botox he can't even hear anymore.
Oh, wow.
It affects his ears, too.
Yeah.
We hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.